So my day starts when my alarm kind of goes off. It's kind of like a vibrate noise at 3:30 a.m. And that gives me an hour to get to the station. I'd like to have breakfast. I like to, you know, listen to the news before my news. I just like to chill out before going to work. It's kind of like a meditation thing.
So when do you get into the studio?
4:45. So in that hour and 15 minutes, one, I make tea because there's this really incredible like hot water maker. I don't know what to call it in English, but in Spanish we call it the botellón. water cooler, that's what it is. So I make tea and I sit out there for the first 15 minutes. Then 5 o'clock hits and I go inside and I record some state reports, look at the local news, or sometimes I have local news that, you know, I wasn't too tired to get in the regular afternoon, and I like to put together at least 4 or 5 stories to have. Sometimes they're press releases, sometimes utilizing local media. I'm also doing other stuff while I'm creating those stories, like I am printing out basically a rundown of Morning Edition, a rundown of Marketplace Morning Report, Cal Report. I'm printing out what's going to go on, and I'm printing out ways I can promote that. The other things I'm doing is setting up Democracy Now!, making sure all the shows are current, and sometimes they're not, and I have to backtrack. It's a little embarrassing, but we all make mistakes, and hopefully I'm making less and less of those as time goes on.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. So you do news during the hour, you're doing the breaks during the hour. What else is going on?
Sometimes we have people call in and ask, what particular song was playing in the bed music at 7:18? And I looked that up for them. It's actually available on npr.org and you can look it up, but I feel like sometimes it's simpler to just look it up. I'm also monitoring the weather because weather changes. And sometimes I look at the roads. We don't have as many traffic problems as we do maybe in the Bay Area or down south, but sometimes we do. So I think it's important to look and monitor that.
Tell me about your nerdiness. Just one thing.
So my sister and I are both Lord of the Rings nerds. We decided to get this tattoo because we were hoping to find 9 companions. The Fellowship of the Ring starts out with 9 companions. So we're 2 out of 9, so we need 7 more people to jump on this with us. But we have a tattoo of 9 in Elvish.
So, okay, strangest question or complaint that you've gotten?
Occasionally, when I don't like the bed music, I switch it to something I do like. This morning, I was listening to The Doors, Riders on the Storm, and I found an instrumental version of that, and I played it. And I sometimes think nobody notices, you know, the little things, but I always get 2 or 3 callers who are like, I love The Doors. Oh my gosh. That kind of makes my day because it proves that they really enjoy the content we're putting out.
Okay, strangest complaint.
Someone once told me that my voice gets really high and happy at 7 a.m., but then by 8 a.m., it's really rough and boyish. I don't know how my voice can sound boyish, but then I think about how I describe my voice to others, and it's like, yeah, my singing voice, it sounds like some 12-year-old boy going through puberty. That's what my voice is. And so I think I take it with a grain of pink Himalayan salt.